Last month, Te Papa Chief Executive Seddon Bennington told a parliamentary select committee that the museum needs about $20 million over the next 4 years to hire new staff and refresh tired exhibitions. And while I wish Mr. Bennington the best of luck, times are as hard in the climate-controlled groves of museology as they are everywhere else. Not that you'd have noticed at Monet and the Impressionists. In New Zealand, courtesy of the Boston Museum of Fine Art, and the generosity of long-dead Gilded Age plutocrats who went through Europe's sale rooms like a dose of salts. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Even in the latest depression, one of Monet's Water Lily series sold at auction last July for $137 million, which would pay for a lot of tired exhibitions. It's easy to dismiss quote-unquote blockbuster shows like this as crass revenue-raising while allowing bourgeois snobs like myself to work out their cultural cringe on the way to the gift shop. For once, I have to dissent from the cynics, because there are some things you can't put a price tag on, and thank the muses, some things are too beautiful to smother in art world blather. You could bypass the gift shop and the catalogue and just sit in front of the paintings, like my favourite, Ruined Cathedral Facade in Tour de Alba, Morning Effect of 1894. This was one of a series of 30 paintings of the cathedral facade that were based on close observation over months. He changed from one canvas to another as the day progressed, and later extensively reworked them over a number of years, all in an attempt to capture his memories of light, light which has no politics, no sociological significance or, quote-unquote, cultural identity. Now, the matching postcard and tea towel sets are all very nice as far as they go, but here's what's more valuable. Sharing a few minutes of companionable silence with a 10-year-old schoolgirl, both of us obscurely moved by a man who lived and died 12,000 miles away and more than a century ago, trying to capture a memory of the light of a cold winter's morning. What price do you put on that?